I'd like to remind the students that we are sponsoring the annual poetry contest. You still have until mid-December to turn in your entries, but be thinking about writing your poems now. The final double issue of Ironwood has just been published, and it's on sale tonight, along with copies of Sonora Review and some of Miss Dahlin's books. Miss Dahlin is represented in this last issue of Ironwood. So I hope you all brought your money with you. Our final reading for this term will be 1 week from tonight in this auditorium, the reading by X.J. Kennedy. And the students who are interested in entering the contest might want to know that Mr. Kennedy is going to be the judge for the contest this year. In addition to the work that Beverly Dahlin has been doing for the Poetry Center this week and tonight, she is speaking tomorrow for Chax Press Magritte Sessions. And her talk is called Tautology. That will be tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 at the Café Magritte, 254 East Congress Street. And that is free. I just learned tonight that there is a reading of graduate fiction students tomorrow night at the Café Olé at 8 o'clock. And the readers are Susan Roberts, Sarah Streed, and Pat Baliani. That is free and open to the public and begins at 8. Café Olé is right downtown on, is it Broadway or Congress? Broadway, 121 East Broadway. Beverly Dahlin has come to us tonight from the Bay Area. Her books are A Reading, numbers 1 through 7, published by Momo's Press, and The Egyptian Poems. And she has two chapbooks, A Letter at Easter, and Out of the Third. She was one of the founders of the feminist literary periodical, However, and served as one of its contributing editors until 1986. It's a great pleasure to introduce to you Beverly Dahlin.